are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
If you're hearing this episode while on a walk, put your hand on your heart and repeat after me. I am extraordinary. That's so good. For my driving people, if you're driving or in a way that putting your hand on your heart may be a little challenging, repeat after me. Walkers, do this again. I am extraordinary. For sure, I am extraordinary. Thank yourself for today, for showing up for yourself on this day. So good. I hope you did that with me. And please give yourself permission to do that at any time or any point in the day today. Be in gratitude of you. So, hello, everyone. I hope you all had a fantastic weekend. I had an amazing weekend, pure bliss. And you know, you hear that from me. I had a great weekend. I went to be coached, and like one of the kindest persons I know told me, you do not disappoint. Well, for me, this weekend did not disappoint. Oh, it did not. I went to Life Coach Live and got coached and saw so many amazing people get coached live. Alas, no replays, no recordings, so you can't find it recording in the Googles if you try searching for it. But I have it in my beautiful memories. And I went with my sister, San, so super good. If you ever give yourself the gift of coaching, whether with me or another coach, please go all in. So that was my weekend in Arizona, warm Arizona. In California, I have been freezing. So don't let that sunny California perception fool you. It can get cold here, or at least in my house, in my part of California. That said, I have to say I'm super grateful to have a beautiful large home in one of the most beautiful areas of the world, the San Francisco Bay Area. I complain about the cold, but truth be told, I will probably be cold wherever I go, except Arizona this weekend. Anyway, I have to say that was not the case in the past. You see, I was always hot because I was always eating and therefore had energy in my body, making my metabolism rev up regularly. And as a result, I was usually hot. And that is not me today. But I'll take it, all of it, the good and the bad. And isn't that the way life is, where we get a little bit of both just to keep us fresh and alert? So if you're listening to this episode live, the day it's released, well, happy Thanksgiving for those that celebrate the event. And if you're not listening live, then I hope you have a peaceful and fulfilling day, an extraordinary day. That is my hope for you on this day. And is why I had to start with gratitude and appreciation to ourselves for ourselves. I wanted to make sure to do this first thing, right? Got to put on the oxygen mask first. So today we're geeking out on the science of gratitude and service, because while these topics sound fluffy and basic, they have some teeth to them. Anyhow, I have started out with gratitude because I love it. So one, you receive, and service is what you give. Both are 100% your choice, of course. You know that. But I want to dissect them a bit and see if it's true that when you give, the giving is only one way. So I recently read a Harvard article titled Giving Thanks Can Make You Happier. So needless to say, I had to read it. I wanted to know what someone from Harvard had to say about giving thanks. And it was very interesting because they were referencing two psychologists, Dr. Emmons of UC Davis and Dr. McCullough from the University of Miami, who have done the research on this topic. And what happened? They put together a study whereby one group was asked to write about what they were grateful for. And then a second group had to write daily irritations or things they were not happy about. And the last group was asked to just journal, no specifics, no leaning one way or the other. So three groups writing, yay, I'm grateful. One, not so much. And one, not really thinking about it. And after 10 weeks, they found that the ones that wrote about gratitude, well, they were more optimistic and in general felt better about their situations, better about their lives. Basically, they had a better disposition, and they proposed The better attitude makes you show up better for yourself and for the people around you. Very true. And we think we generally show up with a better attitude. But do we do this? Do you? And I think we do based on what we think and how we feel. But what if we just decided to show up with a better thought, a better perspective about ourselves, just in general? A perspective that we are extraordinary. So, did you think that exercise at the beginning was silly? Well, let's check the attitude at the door. The attitude for you of you and for what you receive and more importantly, what you give yourself. And yet another gratitude study found that couples that exhibit more gratitude towards each other stated they felt more positive about their partner and more open about sharing issues or concerns. So in my mind, gratitude helped their communication get better and likely their relationship get better too. Because as humans, what is it that we generally present with? Someone does not get us, they don't understand us, and that can be miscommunication. But what if we come at it a little differently? What if we come at it with the attitude of, we're going to love them anyway, no matter how they present. Done and done. We're going to be grateful for just who they are. Researchers from the Wharton School at UPenn found that employees work harder and feel more motivated when they are appreciated. And I don't know about you, because this doesn't really seem like rocket science to me. But how often do we do this? Me including. I don't know. We're so busy working that we forget sometimes. Or we may have the thought that everyone is here to do a job, so just do it. And so the results I just mentioned about the workplace was also illustrated by another study that basically had two groups soliciting donations. And the group that received a pep talk from their director, which included a message of gratitude for their work, well, those employees made 50% more calls than those that did not hear the thank you. So you're recognized and thanked for what you do, and that makes you do more, create more, show up more. I know, maybe I'm extrapolating here, but doesn't it sound like the case? Well, okay, maybe that isn't always the case because we're different people with different motivations and at different stages in our life. But these stats seem very interesting to me. And this is a whole new area that researchers are looking at. They're looking at the neuroscience in this area, basically finding that the more grateful we are, the more our neural pathways, our brain circuits are firing, making us feel better. So natural levels of dopamine and serotonin are released in our minds, making us safely feel better. What is dopamine? In a nutshell, dopamine is a transmitter, a chemical that is released in our brainstem that helps us feel good, pleasure, and helps to motivate us. And what can increase dopamine? Is sleep, a whole foods diet, exercise, mindfulness, and music. So lately, I've been adding a bit of Beyonce, Shania Twain, Rihanna, Eminem, and some Tupac. Yep, I like country and rap. But B, she's where it's at. And you know what? A little bit of history here. I actually met Tupac and talked to him a few times. Can you believe that? So cool. I worked at a bank where he did his banking when he was just starting out. So I knew all the band. So fun. And this was, of course, before he got really famous. So later, I was really sad to hear that he had died. Not just because of the genius artist that he was, but because I can honestly say that I knew him casually from the bank. He was a really nice guy. Anyway, back to our very important topic of gratitude. Enough of my famous person story. I love Tupac, his song, Hey Mama. Anyway, and so another transmitter that I want to talk about that is released when we're in gratitude is serotonin. Serotonin acts like a hormone that our nerve cells produce, and it helps our behavior, attention, and body temperature. So what triggers this transmitter is a balanced diet, exercise, and yes, gratitude. And so what does this all mean? Well, basically, when we're grateful or when we have a gratitude practice, we are setting ourselves to potentially feel better, act more productively, gain more motivation, and in general, have better relationships. And very important to us is that it helps us in our Project Weight Loss. And that to me sounds pretty darn amazing, don't you think? So for me, I have had a concrete daily gratitude practice, and I have to say that I feel much happier, have a better relationship with the people around me, all around me, at work, at home, in my friendships, in my businesses, and even with my cats. All the cats love me. And so what specifically do I do? Well, recently I've instituted the 30-day challenge from Tamara Levitt to do a gratitude countdown. I have a timer on my phone that at 8:30 in the morning, no matter where I am, I pause, breathe, look around me, what's close to me, who's close to me, or what I'm thinking and I'm grateful for. And I think of 10 things. For example, I was driving to pick up my husband from a car show last weekend and the alarm went off. A bell chime from my phone goes off and there I go. I was driving, so I had to pay attention to the road. And in my mind, I thought, I'm driving my husband's beautiful army green Toyota Tacoma Pro that he loves and I love that he loves. I'm grateful for that because he so deserves this car, which I'm driving, by the way. I smile and I think of my husband and I'm so incredibly grateful for him. I think of his laugh and smile and I smile. You know, he had a cold and there he was out there in the early morning trying to sell the Alfa Romeo that is mine, that he bought for me years ago. I'm grateful for the Pete's Coffee that I picked up for him. My baristas are wonderful at my local Pete's Coffee House. I'm grateful that I had enough foresight to bring a coffee thermos so that his coffee would stay warm because he likes very hot coffee. I'm grateful for the fact that there was no traffic on my way there. I look at the road and I'm driving through Pleasanton, California, and the hillsides off the 680 freeway are just beautiful with some of the leaves turning as it is November. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that the seats in the Tacoma are warm because it is cold this morning. And well, you heard my bit at the beginning about the cold. I'm grateful for all the technology we have available. I use Auphonic to level the sound for my podcast, and I was listening to it to make sure the sound was okay. And well, I can say the technology was great. Podcast, okay too. I'm grateful for my eyesight because while I use my glasses for reading, I don't need them for driving or distances. I'm grateful for my reading glasses from Costco, $14 for 3 pairs, and my fancy ones from the optometrist. Grateful for the optometrist. So that was 11. One more than 10. Done. My 10 items are done. So good. What about you? What are you grateful for? If you could do a gratitude countdown of 10 items, what would those 10 items be? Look around, safely, mind you. What are you grateful for? Is it your car that you're driving? Is it your loved one in the car? Is it a pet that you're thinking about? Is it the area you're driving through or walking through? Are you grateful for this podcast? I certainly hope I bring you a little joy or help you with the things that are weighing you down. What brings a smile to your lips that you can be grateful for? Can't think of one? I will let you borrow one of mine. Our breathing, our hearing that you can hear this podcast, our minds that you can disagree or agree with me, our present that we are where we are today, and our future that is coming, and we, me and you, have the ability to make it extraordinary. If you're able to and remember, because, well, I don't always remember things once I get into the office or in the house, but if you remember, try the gratitude countdown. Before we move on to service, I want to share another gratitude countdown that I did recently. And so stay with me on this one. It was at work. I was getting my documents together at my desk and the chimes went off. Time to look around and pay attention. So I looked at the cards on my office area, one for my son and one for my daughter. I see the pictures of my kids, my mafia. All right, mafia, it's not what you think. I see the picture of my sisters, and I'm so grateful for all of that. I see my computer and accessories. They give me some of the best computer equipment and software at work. So grateful. But my smile is deeper than just the surface of looking at these things around me. You see, the card from my son is wickedly funny and smart. He is, in my mind, a genius. He was a handful of students that received a fellowship in a large top university to study in his field, a full ride. And the card he gave me was so vulnerable and beautiful. And so I smile when I see it and laugh every time I read it. It's hilarious. And my daughter's card was a poem she wrote titled, "Mom, At Last I Found You." And it is amazing. She attended the art magnet school where Zendaya went. My daughter was a literary arts student at the school, and she has a gift for the written word. That poem is gold to me. Her picture is when she went to the Emmys for her film that she starred in, She Is My Star. To me, she has arrived. My mafia is my husband, and you already know how much I appreciate my honey, and my two kids, and we will go to the mattresses for each other. My sisters, well, you already have heard so much about my bestie, Sand, but who you haven't heard about is Mo. She is my eldest sister, who, if it wasn't for her, I would likely not be how I am today, maybe even not here, health-wise. You see, I had a medical issue that she advised me about and helped me through it because she had gone through it. I remember being in my car at work crying because of this medical issue. And she said, "Oh, honey, I went through this. Go and get your surgery for this and it will totally be okay. You will be okay." And she walked me through it. I took her advice and goodness, she was so right. She also advised me so many times about such important personal and work issues, helping me to make the right decisions. Decisions that were incredibly important pivot points in my life. And she took me into her home during a difficult time for me. She has been there for me when I needed someone the most. I can never thank her enough. So the picture of me with my sisters makes me smile, makes me grateful for Mo and Stan. So that gratitude countdown seems basic at the surface, but when you scratch that surface a little bit, there is so much more there. You know, you've heard me talk about my alpha, my large house, my husband's truck, my computer stuff, my kids, and you may think, well, lucky her. But what you probably don't know about me is that I was homeless at one point, living in my car for a weekend because, well, no one would rent to an 18-year-old Latina college student with no credit, with nothing. I had some money in the bank because I had worked so hard, but no luck in finding someone to rent to me. So I slept in my car and later in a low-budget motel with a female coworker and two children who, unbeknownst to me, turned out to be the weirdest adventure and not the best roommates I have had. And I have written about that adventure in my book that I wrote last year and I hope to launch in 2023. And what you probably don't know about me is that I was a starving college student that ate ramen noodles, the ones on special 15 for a dollar. Well, back then, 100 years ago, 15 for a dollar, and the generic brand crackers in order to get by. So you see, I get it. Oh, and I'm so grateful for what I have, what I have worked very hard to have, what I have achieved, and who I am becoming. So I get you, and I hope in my heart you get me too. And with that, I want to talk a little bit about service. You know, someone very dear to me recently said that she had done enough service when I brought up the discussion about service and giving to others. And the funny part is she is someone I see as so giving, so lovely. You see, even if we don't want to or don't see ourselves as giving people, well, the truth I believe is that we do and we are by nature caring. I truly believe this. We care so much more than we let on. So much more than we want to. So for this amazing friend, she is full of service. And sometimes for some of us, in some moments, we're just not feeling it. I get it. At times, we're not as caring as we would like to be because we're suffering inside or are frustrated or we hold some worry or grief that is heavy for us. And so we can't see outside ourselves or don't want to. But when that is lifted, when what is weighing us down is lifted by our own thoughts, then we're able to do what comes naturally, care for others and be in service. And here's the thing. So many times we think that service has to be this big, great thing we do. And the truth is that it doesn't. In fact, I'm such a fervent believer that what really counts are those little things. The sound advice like what Mo has given me. The smile when someone needs it. The giving clear directions for someone lost. The paying the toll for the person behind you. The listening intently to someone else. Really listening. All little and mighty, oh so mighty things. So what does the science say about service? Well, that article that I was referencing earlier from Dr. Seligman, a psychologist at UPenn who studied 400 individuals. That study looked at a variety of positive psychological interventions. And when the people in the study were asked to write a kindness letter, the individuals had a markedly higher happiness score, greater than any other type of interaction, lasting a month sometimes, basically of joy. So the folks that wrote a letter of love to someone, not just romantic love, but friendly love, sisterly love, etc., got a higher happiness score. So this particular action fit into both of the categories of gratitude and service, a double whammy, a two for one. Melissa Broderick wrote a Harvard Health blog titled The Heart and Science of Happiness. And she starts out by commenting that kindness, of course, starts with the kindness towards ourselves. And I agree, we started that way. She also states that studies have shown that kindness towards others boosts our happiness. So remember my thought of whether service to others is just for others? Well, I think it comes back to us many times over. She quotes Aesop, the ancient Greek storyteller, that said, "No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted." Let me say that again. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. I want to give you another study in clinical psychology science. Emily Ansel and two other Yale colleagues monitored adults over 2 weeks using their smartphones. Participants recorded stress and small acts of kindness when prompted, and what the study found was that helping led to increased positivity and it decreased our reaction towards stress. Melissa states, when stress is the rain, it seems kindness is the umbrella. And my last science note comes by way of Stephanie Watson, executive editor of Harvard's Women's Health Watch. She writes that studies show that volunteering can help people feel more socially connected, thus warding off loneliness and depression, and that the effects go beyond mental health, including lowering blood pressure and a longer lifespan. So come back to me here if I lost you with all this science stuff. Helping others has the potential of positive results with our blood pressure and may be able to give us a longer lifespan. I don't know about you, but I want to live longer like these folks in the blue zones that live to their 90s and 100s. And here's the thing, I want a good quality of life through some of those years. And that's why our Project Weight Loss is so valuable, because working our plan has the potential of giving us a healthier and better quality of life, along with gratitude and service. And in her article, Stephanie writes that volunteering may be good for the body and soul. She quotes another Stoic, Greek philosopher Aristotle, who said, "The essence of life is to serve others and do good." And so whether we're in the month of gratitude and kindness or in any other month of the year, gratitude, kindness, volunteering can help others live their lives a little better, and as importantly, can help us to live better, better emotionally and physically. And you know me, one of my primary goals is that you live your best life. Another interesting thing is that World Kindness Week in the U.S. happens in November. And it's so fitting that it happens on the same month that Thanksgiving happens, the day that gratitude is celebrated. So fitting indeed. So for this week, I offer, is there a small gesture that we can do to help someone else? Can I hold the door for an elderly person? Can I look the homeless person in the eye and see them, really see them, and smile with them? Whether we give them anything or not, can I see them? Can I pick up the newspaper from my elderly neighbor and put it closer to their door? What can I do? What can we do? And what I want to do right now is to say a big thank you to my sister, San, who helps me in so many ways and who is one of my biggest fans. And I am one of her biggest fans. Thank you, babe. You know, my sister Angel used to say, she used to tell me, the good things you do for someone can come back to you in so many times over. But sometimes it can also come back to your loved ones. So you never really know who you're helping in the end. I love you, and I'm so grateful that you listened to me. Thank you. Please share this episode with someone special to you. Have a beautiful, grateful, and kind week, everyone.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.